At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
My name is Andrew Wilson, host of The Crucible, popular entertainment channel on YouTube. And today I'm going to be debating 5 different people on 5 different topics for 5 minutes. Next topic, and give a bunch of meat to them, is that secularists and atheists also benefit from being in a Christian society.
All right, so we actually might get to disagree, so that's nice. So I think that a lot of Christianity and where it benefits comes from in-group and out-group behavior, right? So it's just true. I agree that as a nation base, Christian nations tend to perform well, right? We saw the debates the other day. Like, it makes sense. That being said, there are studies about people who are not religious coming up in religious households, issues with deconversion from religious groups. Like, that, to my understanding, seems to be a pain point for secular people or atheists in predominantly Christian communities or nations.
But you could kind of move that back the other direction too, right? And say, well, a lot of atheists convert over to Christianity.
Yeah.
So they were in a pain point, and if they didn't have Christianity there, they would have remained in that pain point, in the purposeless life. But not only that, we have another problem. This is a major issue, which is reproduction, right? Because atheists cannot give purpose to people, instead just saying, find your own purpose, whatever the hell that means, right? We have this major issue of people not wanting to have families anymore because they don't. What's the incentive? Like, what's the actual incentive other than your command, your divine command that you should, this is the way you should do things, one woman, one man, right? One family, and your bid to multiply, right? All of the Western moving towards secular nations, all of them share this reproduction crisis. They're all below reproductive rates. So here's what happens. What happens is we have to rely on bringing in tons and tons of migrants in order to supplement the fact that we can't reproduce our own population. We're actually replacing our own population with migrants because we can't reproduce ourselves.
So I think there's a distinction between we can't and we don't. Like, I'll just agree with you, right? Like, if the birth rates are low.
Okay, that's fine for clarity and language. Yes, we don't.
Right. And so,
yes,
I guess
we can. We could all just hump like rabbits and have babies. Yes. Yeah, I mean. But we don't. Yeah, so right, that's fair.
So, yeah, because I guess what I'm getting at is there's nothing to me about a Christian nation state that seems to be, like, there's nothing good about that that comes exclusively because it's Christian, right? There's nothing that they do, like reproduction, for example, that a secular nation couldn't do. They just maybe don't do it.
No. Hang on. There is.
Okay.
One of the things, the major benefit of a nation which is under Christianity and the laws that govern Christianity is that you're going to have a one-man, one-woman policy, right, which creates monogamy. A secularist nation doesn't have that. You can have polygamy in those nations, right? You're no longer have the guarantor for, because there's almost as many men as there are women, right? Mm-hmm. It's like 49-51. So there's almost a guarantee that every man will get a woman and every woman will get a man, right? Under Christian monogamy, a thing which secularists really don't need to adhere to. Like, there's no real reason for an atheist to say 8 men can't get married and adopt. Like, what's the bar there? Whereas under a Christian framework, they can't. So it guarantees a much larger rate of reproduction and stability in society.
But to go back to the main point, I think that highlights another one of the issues where even in Christian nations, if someone's a homosexual, they're homosexual, right? And so there's like tons of studies. I didn't know the topics, so I don't have any
literature
ready to go on the moment. But like, to my understanding, homosexuality in Christian communities is a big problem as far as like how those people deal with that. And you know, I'm pretty sure the suicide rates are pretty high. Again, don't quote me on that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we're saying that, again, the point of the question being secular people, atheist people, I'll lump in a homosexual, even if they're a Christian, right? Like, that's someone who's being affected by a Christian state that maybe wouldn't under a secular society.
Well, homosexuality is a minor issue,
okay,
and a larger issue of what's called alternative family mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the idea not of man marries woman young, right? They have many children. They grow together into old age, but rather into an alternative family structure where whatever I want my family structure to be, it will be open relationships, mm-hmm, polygamous relationships, right? Nudist, like the list goes on and on and on of alternative lifestyles. What a Christian nation would propose is not that if you're a homosexual, you go to jail,
right,
only that the propaganda for normalcy in society, the propaganda coming from your government and your state, is this good, this not good. Not saying you can't do it, mm-hmm, but we're not going to promote it.
Yeah, but I don't think that the measure of like when we look at children and how they develop, right? Like,
yeah,
the family structure isn't as important as the parenting methods.
No, so it is. The family structure is. Like, for instance,
dang.
Yeah, right. That was good.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So you said the claim is that atheists and secularists benefit from Christian, what was it?
From a Christian society.
Okay. So I definitely agree with that. But I think, where would you say that plays into the acceptance of these values in secular people by separating them from Christianity? Do you know what I mean?
No.
So the values that, like, I'm an atheist, you're a Christian, but we agree on the values. So wouldn't it be more beneficial to discuss these things outside of the framework, when we're talking politically, outside of the framework of Christianity, because of the fact that there are so many people who are not inside that?
Not really, and I'll tell you why. I see what you're saying. Let me make sure I get it right. You're saying, let's take the values and isolate them. So now this isn't Christian, this isn't atheist. It's a value we both just agree on, and so we can come to terms that we agree on the value, right?
More or less.
Okay, got it. The problem is justification. So if you wanted to say to a society, hey, this reproduction problem, this is really bad. This is the first time ever that that we have major populations which are under replacement rate. Like South Korea is not even going to be there. They're at less than one, less than one child per woman. That's an extinction level event.
Right.
Okay, extinction level. So the idea is, well, if we want to push some sort of normalcy in a family unit, family dynamic, and encourage that, from the atheist perspective or the alternative family lifestyle perspective, how can you create a justification to them that they're not allowed to have their alternative families?
Because I think you don't have, because the ethics within Christianity inform the empirical reason why we would make the law. So
yeah,
you
agree. How would atheists make that prescription though, to tell people, you know, you can't have an 8-man polygamous marriage? Like, how can the atheist justify that?
I mean, if you gave me time, I definitely could, because of the fact that I agree with the ethics that we shouldn't have 8 dudes.
Then justify it. Why can't 8 dudes get married?
You just threw this on me right now. I'd have to sit down. It's based on the fact that the
same reason. No. I'm not asking for empiricism. Just logically justify why it would be.
The same reason that we don't want, you know, just random dudes around young children, because we don't know what's going to happen. You would not want your children with some random dude just walking down the street, right?
What does that have to do with anything?
It's the same reason.
Do I have justification for that?
Whether you do or not,
yeah,
it's the same concept. That's why we wouldn't want to have 8 dudes in a house with a child.
Because you don't like it?
Essentially,
and
yeah.
They say we do like it. And what's your justification?
Well, then we go to the electorate. Then we have a majority Christian nation. We have people who are not Christian who now understand that I don't have to play in this dichotomy of, well, I'm not a Christian, so I hate everything that's Christian. And we can just talk about the values and what it empirically does to flourish our society. And then if you are right, then people will agree with you.
Yeah, so your objection is, as long as people vote that 8 men can be in a polygamous relationship, then okay.
No, my argument is that because of the fact that it's not right, I don't think
people... What's not right about it?
Again, we're talking about conceptually, as we just talked about, rights don't actually exist, but
yeah,
it's not ideal in the flourishing...
Why isn't that ideal?
Because you don't have the time to be a father, we don't have a mother, the same reason...
What if they don't want kids? They just all want to get married and have gay sex in some house?
Then go for it.
Right, exactly. You have no justification. So what you do,
right, so, but why
you're
would
taking
I need
an alter... I'll explain. Because if you're going to say these things are perfectly acceptable, the idea
I didn't
of an
say they're perfectly acceptable. I'm saying that it's not illegal. That it should not be illegal.
Okay,
that doesn't mean that we should all celebrate.
Yeah, but that's a promotion of thing.
I don't disagree.
So if it is the case, hang on. If that is the case, then we're talking about promoting non-alternative lifestyles, right?
I agree. But and I, the very I have 30 seconds. So let me just
okay.
The,
go ahead.
The point that I'm making is that we don't have to outside of a Christian framework. We can shame things. We can say that things are bad and taboo without having to legislate them based on because Christianity says because my God. We don't have to do that. We have.
I said we do my preferences.
Well, exactly. We already had this discussion.
Instead right? of my God, it's so, my preferences.
So we have to find those things that actually people agree on because of the fact that they work. Not mm-hmm. just that people agree on them, not just that they work. The people agree on the things that work. Mm-hmm. And because of the fact that not everybody's Christian, it is better for us. Wouldn't you rather non-Christians act more like Christians, even though they're not Christians?
They can't. But you can't create the justification absent the
but
Christianity.
You would rather they would act better.
Of right? course. Sure. But what does that have to do with anything?
I agreed with this sentence. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know where to go with it.
All right.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So, restate your point for me just briefly, if you don't mind.
Yeah. The point is that atheists and secularists, they benefit greatly from living inside of a Christian society.
More so than a Muslim society?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because of the format of Christian ethics.
Has Christian ethics evolved?
No, not traditional Christian ethics have not evolved. Like Eastern Orthodoxy, for instance, is a non-evolutionary doctrine.
Wait, so what percentage of the country is Christian?
Country?
The United States, yeah.
Is Christian?
Yeah.
I want to say now it's 70%. I'm not, like, don't quote me. I don't have the stats in front of me.
No,
normally I'd pull it up, but I want to say something in there.
Okay. And they probably are mostly voters, so they probably do dictate most of the laws we live by. Yeah?
Yes.
Right. That would make sense. So, I don't even...
Well, I'm not sure that they dictate most of the laws, right? But they would dictate the people who are going in to make the laws.
Right.
But they can't control that after the fact, right?
But it's an interesting country we live in because it's not predominantly one religion or one race, right? It's very unique in that sense. Would you prefer to
It is predominantly one religion and it is predominantly one race.
Majority, not predominantly.
Yeah, right? Predominantly.
Probably more than any other country. We're more diverse than, name another country that's more diverse.
Talking about whether or not the country's diverse. We're talking about your claim of whether or not it's predominantly Christian and white, and it still is.
For now.
Yeah, for now. But that's not going to be the case, I agree. I'm just saying right now it is the case.
Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
What?
Living in a predominantly Christian nation?
Yes. I think it's a good thing to live in a predominantly Christian. I'll make a concession for you.
Okay.
The first concession is, yes, Protestant theology has evolved, but the unchanging standard which they get their theology would be my church, Eastern Orthodox Church. That's where the theology comes from.
I'll ask you a question, and I might be setting my own trap here, but if you're walking down the street at night by yourself, and there's a group of 5 men, I already know that your answer, what your answer would be, but we'll see. A group of 5 men approach you. Would you prefer those group of 5 men to be religious 5 men or atheist 5 men? And which way would you feel safer?
Religious.
Regardless of religion?
Regardless of religion, yeah.
Why is that?
I think, because most religions that you're looking at have some kind of ethical standard for restraint of violence.
But not every religion would treat you the same way.
That's true, but I think most of the religions which you'd find here would.
What danger would you have if the 5 people approaching you were atheists?
I'm not saying that the danger would be an increase. I'm just giving you a preference.
Okay.
So if the preference is you're walking down the street and you had to engage with 5 men who had some type of religiosity to them.
Or not.
Right? Or not. There's no practical reason for an atheist to restrain themselves from violence, the belief of nothing, right, except self-preservation, whereas the religious would have some sort of restraint that they would believe in.
But all things equal, the only chance of violence against you would be religion or disagreement in religious belief. So why wouldn't you prefer them to be atheist?
What do you mean? You mean the disagreement? I would disagree with atheists too.
Atheists don't disagree with you. They just don't hold the same belief that you do.
Well, let's reverse the question. Okay.
Yeah.
Which five would you like to walk into?
Right. So, exactly. That's what I mean. So, in this country, I know that if there's five men walking towards me and they're atheists, I'll be in no danger.
Why?
Because there's no chance. So, all other things being equal, there's no chance they're going to commit a crime against me for my beliefs.
But the religious are going to create crimes against you because of your beliefs.
Of course, that's how the world works.
Why wouldn't atheists commit crimes against you because of your beliefs?
Because we don't hold beliefs that would lead to crimes against other people.
Yes, you do. If people don't believe in my rights, right, you will utilize force for my rights. What do you mean?
No, it has nothing to do with atheism. Literally nothing to do with atheism.
Are you talking? Yes, it does. You're saying that, for instance, you think that a woman has a right to have an abortion, right?
Sure.
So if Christians are outside picketing, right, peacefully, and atheists show up, they're actually the ones who are confronting based on belief.
That has nothing to do with atheism.
Then why are they there confronting them?
Because they don't believe in that particular topic.
So they have beliefs. Like, what are you talking about? So saying they won't attack a person based on beliefs because they don't have beliefs, and then here immediately you're like, they have beliefs.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Just saying.
Yep.
All right.
Greetings for the third time. Not shaking hands. Learn my lesson. I appreciate the rephrase of the question just because I'm the last person every time. So
Yeah, sure. That atheists and secularists benefit from a Christian society.
Benefit implies good, and it will be a potential to be prosperous.
Yeah.
So yes, but then again, it depends on which type of Christianity. And the reason why I implied that, because seen in the Old Testament, what is written of these kingdoms when they stray from what is authentic by the law of their God, they reap what they sow. They basically were punished by a judgment, including if secularists were to be involved in that society, they will be also punished just because they didn't correct the Christians when the Christians strayed. Well,
let's just assume for a second the whole thing is corrupted, the Christianity of the nation is corrupted, all these people are corrupt.
Correct.
Even then, I would argue that under Christian ethics, right, that atheists would still benefit.
To a certain point.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the only claim.
And I would agree, but that wouldn't be really beneficial for them in the long run. Well, for even longer run would be immortality itself. It's just a temporary form of how benefit will it be. Yeah, you got your own place to live. Yeah, you can go ahead and have free speech. But then again, what's the point of free speech?
Well, there's other things too, right? Like charity. Right?
Well,
charitableness, self-sacrifice, non-materialism, which definitely is a great boost to people taking care of the poor, taking care of the infirm.
Question. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you do all those three things of categories of what is deemed to be good towards one another, even then people are supposedly, according to actual Christianity, Lord, I did this, I did that, I did this, but I never, when the response is, I never knew you. Okay, so maybe the intent when you do all those things were in the wrong, because he really didn't solve the heart of the issue. You're taking care of the roots, but the reason why we even have those roots is because the heart of the issue was never resolved. So
yeah, I mean, maybe, but I'm not sure if that has much to do if you're talking about the core foundations of the thing, right?
Well,
I'm going to just concede and say that, let's just say the core foundation is corrupt, right? Even if the core foundation of the Christian ethic, they're so powerful, Christian ethics are so powerful that even corrupted, they tend to do better, and atheists still benefit from them, even in their corrupted form.
Now, as far as the atheist, the secular humanism, why aren't they persuaded by the truth of Christian ethics in all of its purity, and they still deny it?
Because they're strict materialists and selfish.
Okay.
Or selfist.
Well, that's a choice that they have made.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so there is a level of opportunity that they may be persuaded, but due to the certain Christians failed in persuading
them. Due to the corruption, they can't be. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Due to the certain corruptions, they can't be persuaded. I'm not disagreeing, but it doesn't really contend with my point, which is that even in a form of corrupted Christianity, right, I still would argue that secularists and atheists would still benefit even from that system.
Even in that system that were to, they were to be beneficial, mm-hmm. my term is it's not beneficial at all, because the point of being benefit is to actually unify as one.
I'm not saying spiritually it'd be beneficial. From a strictly materialistic worldview,
materialistic.
It would still be beneficial to the atheist or the secularist. So you're right. It could be actually more spiritually corrupting to have corrupted Christianity guiding atheists or secularists. But from a strict materialist perspective, adhering to any of those values is still going to improve the atheist experience.
Okay, so materialism at its fullest extent, objective truth. Mm-hmm. But what about subjective grace? Subjective truth. Or
what about it?
Well, there has to be a unification of both objective and subjective, unified as one, rather be divisive and separated. There has to be an actual complete.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, materialism focus on the external, correct?
Oh, we could say that.
Okay, so what about the internal?
The internal being what? Like the soul?
The living soul that is subject, which is a subject. We are subject as individuals.
Okay, yeah, so atheism would reject the idea of a soul, yeah.
Okay, and why would they reject something like that?
Because it would just say that there's no material evidence for it. There's no empirical material evidence for it. There's no demonstration for it.
Okay, the demonstration would be an energy to a battery. You see the battery, but you don't see the energy, but you know the energy is in the battery.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.